as an introduction, could you present yourself and your work?
Yeah, my name is Dr. Gopal Dabhade. I'm from India. I'm a medical doctor. And I'm from one of the southern states in India by name Karnataka. We have this non-government organization by name Drug Action Forum Karnataka. And we believe that health is a human right. And that's what is our main aim of working.
How is the health system and status of health in India?
Yeah, the health system in India is very different from what you have in Germany here. In India, most people don't have insurance. So almost 95 to 96% of the people don't have any health insurance. That's the first thing. And the second thing is that it is predominantly a private sector owned healthcare system. So 80% is private, whereas only 20% is by the government or the public sector. So what happens is that there are a lot of irrational drugs prescribed in the private sector. There are a lot of unwanted investigations advised to the patient. So as they don't have insurance, health insurance, people have to go to these private healthcare systems and they have to pay from their pocket, which is called as out-of-pocket expenses. So since they don't have so much of money, so what they do is they end up selling their assets, or they take loan, they fall into debt. So this is one of the major problems in India.
Can you find corruption in the Indian health system?
Oh yes, there is corruption in the Indian healthcare system, and it's there at every level. It's a huge problem because of these corrupt practices. Many patients who were really in need of health care are not getting the needed health care. So that is a real problem in India. Apart from this, there are also the corrupt practices that are influenced by multinational companies in India, like the big institutions like World Bank and all. So they have also produced a system of corrupt practices in India.
Who is influencing health research in India?
Yeah, you see, in India, we have got a government body which is funded by the government. It's called as Indian Council of Medical Research. It's called ICMR. So they have tried to do some research on diseases that are specific to India, especially those which affect the poor people, like Kalazar, malaria. They also discovered some drugs which have been very important from public health point of view. There is very little research that is being done by multinational companies for diseases of the public health system in my country. So that's really a big problem.
Do you know some of these companies? Are there special names?
Yeah, there are a lot of clinical trials being done in India, and some of these bigger companies like the Glaxo, like the Pfizer, and they find that it's much easier to do clinical trials in India because the laws are not very very strong. And also, there are a lot of technical people available in India, like a computer person or a person involved in drug research. So all that is very easily available for these industries. And other thing is the cost is very less. And the last but not the least, the most important is that if the drug proves to be harmful and if some patients die, the multinational companies are not held responsible. So this way they find it's like what they say, guinea pigs. So actually the clinical trials being done, are people are being used like guinea pigs in India.
Say that the pharmaceutical industry influences India in a very high rate.
Yeah, it does influence. The drug industry has a huge influence. And also we have what is known as a drug price regulation in India. So the central government regulates the drug prices. And very recently, the government of India has brought out a list of essential drugs, which is based on the WHO list of essential drugs. And the current list that very recently the government has is very good, very updated. It includes a vast number of medicines which are of great public health importance. And what is really unfortunate is that the drug pricing is now based on market pricing. That means the government will take the average of 20 products in the market, and the average of that is the price. So those drugs which are of lower price will also vanish from the market. So we are fighting a case in the Supreme Court on this issue on drug pricing, which is going on for almost 12 years now.
Could you tell us something more about the outsourcing of clinical trials to India?
And this is what I said to you about this clinical trials. So there are a lot of organizations which have come up in India. They're called CROs, Clinical Research Organizations. And most of them, they do the clinical trials for the multinational companies. So as I said to you that there are a lot of technical people available in India. We can get computer experts, biochemistry, biotechnology. So there is all this information that people know how to use there. And so what happens is that the cost is also very less here, and the multinationals have no risk here. So all these things, very currently, just about a fortnight back, the government of India further loosened the clinical trials laws so as to help the multinationals to come to India. But this is actually one of the things that we are asking, that people who are involved in clinical trials should be treated as human beings. They should be explained in detail as to what drug is being tested, why it is being tested, and also what benefit they will get if they are getting tested. But this needs to happen, but it's not happening really.
As a conclusion, if you think about the Indian health system, is there anything you would wish for?
There is in India, there is much more to be done. There's a lot of work to be done because, as I said, the vast majority of the people live on less than a dollar a day. So according to the World Bank, about 60 to 70% of the people live on less than a dollar a day. So you can imagine how difficult it is for them to access healthcare. But there are countries where incomes are not very high, but still they have made healthcare available. And I'm very happy and very positive to tell you that in my own country, three states, that is the state of Tamil Nadu, state of Rajasthan, and state of Kerala, all have started providing free medicines at all the government health centers. I think that's something really unique and very great.
What do you think about the German health system in general?
I think in general it's taking care of most of the things. But also there is the industry dominates very much here. The drug industry have a very dominant say in most of the things. I think actually the government should look at what people want, not what the industry wants. So if you really look at what the German citizens want, they really want simple, quality, good healthcare. They don't want any complex things. But the industry is really not allowing that to happen, is what I feel.